जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी चन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी चन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय टैगोर प्रेमानंदी
सर्व शास्त्राब्धि पीयूष सर्व वेदैक सत्फलम सर्व सिद्धांत रत्नाद्य सर्व लोकैक दृक्पदम सर्व भागवत प्राण श्रीमद् भागवत प्रभो कलिद्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तिता परमानंद पाठाय प्रेमवर्षक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोस्तु मे मदेकबंधो मत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्यस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमोस्तु ते असाधु साधुतादायीन अतिनीचोच्चताकर हानमोंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णा हृत्कंठयो स्फुरा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मैत्रेय उवाच तावाश्वास्य जगत् स्रष्टा Kumarai Sahanaradaha. Hangso Hangsena Yanena. Tridhama Paramangyayau. Tavashvasya Jagat Srashta. Kumarai Sahanaradaha. Hangso Hangsena Yanena. Tridhama Paramangyayau. Tavashvasya Jagat Srashta. Kumarai Sahanaradaha. Hangso Hangsena Yanena. Tridhama Paramangyayau. Tavashvasya Jagat Srashta. Kumarai Sahanaradaha. Hangso Hangsena Yanena. Tavashvasya Jagat Srashta. Kumarai Sahanaradaha. Hamso Hamsena Yanena. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, Tau, the couple, Ashvasya, having reassured, Jagat Srashta, the creator of the universe, Kumarai, along with the Kumaras, Sahanaradaha, with Narada, Hangsaha, Lord Brahma, Hangsena Yanena, by his swan carrier, Tridhama Paramam, to the highest planetary system, Yayao went. Sri Maitreya said, after thus speaking to Kardama Muni and his wife, Devahuti, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, who is also known as Hangsa, went back to the highest of the three planetary systems on his swan carrier,
with the four Kumaras and Narada. The words Hungsayana-yanena are very significant here. Hungsayana, the airplane by which Brahma travels all over outer space, resembles a swan. Brahma is also known as Hungsa because he can grasp the essence of everything. His abode is called Tridhama Paramam. There are three divisions of the universe, the upper planetary system, the middle planetary system, and the lower planetary system. But his abode is above even Siddha Loka, the upper planetary system. He returned to his own planet with the four Kumaras and Narada because they were not going to be married. The other rishis who came with him, such as Marichi and Atri, remained there because they were to be married to the daughters of Kardama. But his other sons, Sanat, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, and Narada, went back with him in his swan-shaped airplane. The four Kumaras and Narada are Naishtika Brahmacharis. Naishtika Brahmachari refers to one who never wastes his semen at any time. They were not to attend the marriage ceremony of their other brothers, Marichi and the other sages, and therefore they went back with their father, Hungsa.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Guru Dasa Jayadvaita Swaminiti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maitreya Uvacha, Tavashvasya Jagat Srashta. They went with the Jagat Srashta, the creator of the universe. Brahma's, one of his many qualifications is stated here. And context in Srimad Bhagavatam is paramount. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada warns not to jump to the 10th canto. You can misunderstand more than just the Rasa Leela. Mm-hmm. I remember even as a child, for myself, listening to pastimes, Brahma Vimohan Leela, Indra making some mistakes, and you start to think, this fellow is sort of a bumbling fool, you know, stumbling here and there, making mistake after mistake. I might be doing better than he's doing. But when you read from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, you gradually get an understanding who Brahma is, right from the opening shloka. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavi. Adi Kavi. Has so many qualifications. Jagat Srashta. Tava Shvasya Jagat Srashta. And who's going with him? Kumara. Kumarai Saha Naradaha. The four Kumaras and Naradaha. And their qualification
being Naishtika Brahmacharis, they're not going to stick around for the wedding. I remember my spiritual master was invited to a wedding in Mayapur. He said this many times, but he said, I don't go because I always cry at weddings. Oh, you poor fools. You don't know what you are doing. But interestingly, this chapter is a glorification of Kardama Muni. He is married, and yet this chapter is the renunciation of Kardama Muni. And the final verse states, Bhagavati Gati. He achieves the supreme destination, Bhagavati Gati. So we see this quite important distinction, this separation. Those who are Naishtika Brahmacharis, they're going one direction. And those who are married, they're sticking around here. And we can also take into consideration the qualification of those who are getting married. Two of the nine are part of the Saptarshis. The Saptarishis are very powerful rishis, Atri Muni and Vashishta, two of the Saptarishis. And the nine daughters of Kardama Muni are so qualified. Ima Duhitara Satyas. Just see, Brahma's glorifying the daughters. Just see how chaste they are. Chastity combined with beauty is often a rare combo. Sumadhyamaha, Srila Prabhupada says. So beautiful, thin-waisted. Tava vatsa sumadhyamaha. Just see your daughters. These thin-waisted, beautiful girls. And what is their function in this lila, in this story? Brinhayashyantyanekada. They're going to produce so much progeny. This means dharma-bound. They're marrying the saptarshis, not by some sort of physical attraction. In fact, we were just reading, Prabhuji had me read a chapter of Krishna book a couple days ago, and we read the pastime, Vidyadhara liberated and Shankasura killed. Now, Vidyadhara was very beautiful. So beautiful, in fact, that when he saw Angira Muni, who's one of the sages we're going to read in a few verses, he marries Shuddha, the daughter of Kardama Muni. When he saw Angira Muni, he found his looks somewhat humorous in how ugly he was, and he laughed. Now imagine you have a very beautiful daughter, Sumadhyamaha, very chaste daughter, Sati. And someone comes up and says, hey, how about you marry this fellow? He's a very good candidate. And then behind door number one revealed Angira Muni. And suddenly you see his looks. Ah! What happened when Vyasadeva showed up to have Pandu and Dhritarashtra? He was so fearful. Oh, one closed her eyes and Dhritarashtra was born blind. And Vyasadeva, the other, was so pale, Pandu came out white. So fearful. Some of these rishis, they've been performing severe austerities, and so looks are not their greatest asset. But by devotion, their qualification is supreme. Such powerful rishis. So this qualification is taken into account. And yet still, they remain on this platform. And Tavashvasya, Jagat Srashta, Kumare, Sahanardaha. Brahma takes his five children and heads back up to Brahma Loka. There's a disparity there of position. And Srila Prabhupada comments that the material enjoyment available in Brahma Loka is far superior as well. And so you may think that those who are getting married see the departure of Brahma and they think, oh, it would be kind of nice to go with you. What have I done? But we don't get the impression that any of them are thinking that way. Their duty is foremost. We do, however, hear pastimes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is departing from South India, the Kurma Brahmana and Vasudev, they're very despondent. Kurma Brahmana begs, my dear Mahaprabhu, please take me with you. He can't bear the separation. It's too much. And he's following him. In fact, even after Mahaprabhu tells him to stay, still he follows him at a great distance and doesn't let his eyes drift from the sight of Mahaprabhu until he's long gone. So attached. So this attachment is more worthy. To be sorry that you can't go to Brahma Loka, this is a petty goal. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartin Arjuna. From Brahma's planet all the way down, these are places of misery in which you need to return again and again. Mm-hmm. But obtaining the lotus feet of Krishna, then Punarbhavana Navidyate, Punarjanma Navidyate. Then you don't have to take another birth. Mm. My grandma told me her least favorite Bhagavatam class style is the one in which you bash on the material world. It's almost the low-hanging fruit. We've all had the experience. We all know what a miserable place it is. Mm. I can try to convince you, but you have your own anecdotal experiences. But the hope may be there that, okay, it's miserable here, but how about up there? Mm. Brahma Loka seems like it may be very nice. But Srimad Bhagavatam is emphatic. In fact, Vyasadeva was condemned by Narada Muni. He was quite despondent. And in the fifth chapter of the first canto, Narada Muni immediately declares, Jagupsitam, abominable. What have you given in the Vedas? What have you supplied? You've supplied the hope. That hope that some enjoyment is there. Something can be obtained by wandering upward through the path of fruit of activities. Jagupsitam, this is abominable. Mm. Tyaktvasva dharma charanam bujer hare. The giving up one's dharma and attaching oneself to the lotus feet of Lord Hari, this is far superior. Because even if, even if you fall down, there's no real loss, no substantial loss. And just the opposite, if you're not attached, abhajatam, if you're not performing bhajan for the Supreme Lord and performing all your dharma perfectly, there's no gain. Up and down, up and down. Therefore, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. This verse was my mantra in 2021 to 24. Anytime somebody wanted to talk about COVID, I would just say, tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido. One who's actually COVID, one who's actually intelligent, they can understand that the resolute determination towards that actual purposeful aim will take you out of this material world where janma mrityu jara vyadhi. COVID is just one vyadhi, one small vyadhi. Death is ending everything. So that person who's really COVID, who's really intelligent, tasyaiva heto, he's aspiring after that purposeful aim which cannot be achieved, yad brahmatam, upar yadaha, wandering up and down in this material world. Because what's to be achieved? Talabhyate dukavad anyata sukham. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're unhappy. We're working so hard to be happy, but it's coming automatically. Gabhira ranghasa, by this, sometimes Prabhupada says, the forceful power of time, sometimes the inevitable power of time. Kalina sarvatra. Time is everywhere. It's moving us along, slowly pushing us towards death. So this is the experience, whether you're on this plane or up in Brahma Loka. Still, Brahma and the four Kumaras and Narada, they departed. They have other business to attend to, and here the marriage ceremonies are to begin. But this chapter is about the renunciation of Kardama Muni. The last chapter was the lamentation of Devahuti. Oh, how unfortunate. I've enjoyed so much. I have these nine daughters, and now what is my destination? And Brahma reassures her in this chapter, don't worry, everything's going to work out. You have the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming as your son. And even in spite of that, Kardama Muni immediately leaves. We'll see in a few verses that in spite of having the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his son, what a qualification. This morning I went back home during japa time and I wanted to bring my children. And if I'm completely honest, part of it is to show off. Because I was going to have Maruti chant Srimad Bhagavat Mahima Stotra before class, Sarva Shastra Abdi Piyusha. And they were all asleep. No blame to be sent out. No, it's when you're nursing a child all night, he's up and down. And when you're a small child, take your sleep, no problem. But I must admit that there was a reluctance to come back to the temple without them. My heart felt some yearning. And I thought, this attachment runs so deep. Never mind leaving household life permanently. Never mind moving away from this attachment, even to leave for one morning. How the heart pines, how you yearn to be close to your family, to embrace your child. And this is just a normal child. Dharaka. Naradharaka. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has come as the son of Kardama Muni. How much more attachment could be there? And that attachment is wonderful, yet still, Srila Prabhupada says, to uphold Vedic injunctions, he left. So powerful, Kardama Muni's renunciation. So Hamsena Yanena, this wonderful airplane of Lord Brahma, has come down to take them away. I was in Govardhan. I was studying in Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu's Sanskrit school, and I had done some nice service. I forget what it was, but my Russian friend came. He said, "Prabhu, surely Pushpa Viman is coming for you." And I misunderstood his Russian accent. Vimana, airplane, and Viman, women, sound very similar when you have a Russian accent. And he told me some pushpa, some flowery vimin is coming for me. And I said, "Prabhu, please don't curse me like this." We're brahmacharis in this ashram. I don't care how flowery she is. I'm not desirous of this destination. And he said, "Prabhu, you don't understand. Pushpa viman, the airplane to take you back to Godhead." So Hungsena Yana, this is not the Pushpa Viman. This is the Hungsa Yana, the swan airplane. And Brahma is being described here as Hungsa, one who can truly distill the essence. So he's not a bumbling fool. In fact, he has a deep, profound understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's worshipping the Mahapurusha form of the Lord in Brahma Loka. Thousands of offerings. The description is there in Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and it's so wonderful to read those descriptions. The offerings are happening continuously. And this Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Yajna Bhuk. He only eats offerings that come from Yajna. Bibhrad Venum Jatara Patayo Shingavetre Chakakshi Vame Panao Masrana Kavalam Tatpalang Yangulishu. So what happens when Brahma comes and he sees a little cowherd boy? He's got a flute tucked between his waist and his cloth, Jatarapatayo, and Shingavetre Chakakshe. He's got a bugle. He's sitting with his friends, and Vame Panao, not even with his right hand. In his left hand, Masrana Kavalam. Yesterday, we took our children to a, what is it called? Cade Museum. I know here in Florida, everyone's big UF fans, and Gatorade's a big thing. He's the one who came up with Gatorade. Very famous. I had never heard of him. Actually, who is famous? Ebe Jasa Gushuk Tribhuvana. The spiritual master is famous throughout the three worlds. But here at the Cade Museum, we have our little hero. And the children get to do various experiments. It's quite fun. And one of the experiments they did was making slime out of a few different shaving cream and some solutions. And this slime, when it gets in your hands, it's very difficult to remove. It's very messy. And you think that such an unclean experiment, it's only fun for a child. So here's Krishna. Masrana Kavalam, this curd and sweet milk preparation, Tatpalang Yangulishu. It's dripping through his fingers, his left hand. The only way to eat this is to slurp it and lick your hand, and still it will be dripping everywhere. And this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Huh? Brahma understands who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and he's looking down at this boy, and some doubt comes into his mind. How can it be? Tishtan madhye svapari suhrido hasayan narma bhisvai. Not only that, but he's making silly jokes with his friends. Situated in the middle of his friends, the Acharya's comment that he points, he says, a bee comes flying in between the friends, and he says, oh no, he's come to kill our friend Madhu Mangal. Watch out. One of the names for a bee is Madhusudana, that which enjoys honey, slurping up the nectar of the flowers. But Madhusudana also means the killer of Madhu. And there among the friends is Madhu Mangal. And Krishna says, watch out, Madhu Mangal, he's come for you. And they're all laughing, hasayan. Svarge loke mishati bhubuje yagya bhug balakeli. And the residents of Svarga, mishati, they're looking down and they're shocked. How is this? Yagya bhug. He only eats offerings from yagya. And here he is with curd dripping through his fingers, enjoying with his friends, laughing and making silly jokes. This is chapter 13 of the 10th canto. What happens in chapter 14? Brahma decides to test Krishna. And the result of his testing is more astounding than anything he had seen before. He's checking the caves, he's checking Vraj, and in both places he sees the cowherd boys and Krishna, the calves, they're playing in Vrindavan, and yet in the caves they're still there. And finally, four-armed forms of the Lord manifest. He says, oh, I can understand. And immediately he pays obeisances and he's offering prayers. We heard Pundarik Vidyanidhi Prabhu, he quoted Prahlad Maharaj. Brahmadaya Suragana Munayota Siddha. These various great personalities, they're offering prayers, pravahi. They're flowing like a river. These prayers are flowing. Nectarian streams. And yet Krishna is not fully satisfied. Brahma's paying obeisances. He's offering prayers. My dear Lord, I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. And Krishna's standing there looking at him. And the nectar of devotion, the description of dhira, one who is sober, is described as the inability to tell whether the person is pleased or angry. Dhira, very sober. Lord Brahma is looking for some acknowledgement. Am I forgiven? And Krishna is just standing there, dhira. Exit stage left. Okay, I've disturbed you enough. Forgive me for disturbing you with my prayers. I'll go back to my business. Tava shvasya jagat srashtam. The creator of the universe can go back to his duties in Brahmaloka. Krishna is busy playing. And in his prayers, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing with Ramananda Roy, he's asking him, give me the highest knowledge, the highest understanding. So many presentations Ramananda Roy gives. How about Varnashram Dharma? How about Yajjuhoshi Dadasya Tatkurushva Madarpanam? How about giving up everything? Yadashnasi Yatkuroshi. Eho Bahya Age Kahyara. This is all external. Can you go a little deeper? And it's not until Ramananda Roy says, Jnani prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. That Mahaprabhu says, okay, this is okay. But can you go deeper? Sthane stata shutikatam tanuvan manobhir. In this verse, not only are you giving up speculative knowledge and empirical path and all of these silly pursuits, but sthane stata, remain situated in your social position. Sometimes you hear the glories of brahmachari. I know I was a very fanatic brahmachari. My own life is testament to this. I was very fearful. But householder life has been a blessing to strip me of my pride. Pride is such a wicked thing. Where I was mentioning Kurma and Vasudev Brahmana. Vasudev had bugs falling from his sores, and he was so compassionate, he would pick them up and place them back in the sores. The Supreme Personality of God had embraced him, and his body became cured. And what was his response? "Thank you, my Lord. I feel so much better." "No. Now I'm afraid I will become proud. Please give me back the sores." A few years ago, I broke both my feet. And for several months, I crawled to the temple on my hands and knees. And my attendance to the program was more regular than it had been before. And when I read this pastime, I could only pray to Krishna that if I'm granted the ability to walk again, please don't make me proud. Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna shriniketana, brahma bandurati smaham, bahubhyam parirambhita. Who am I? Daridra papiyan, I'm a poor beggar. I have nothing. Kva Krishna shriniketana, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. Brahma bandurati smaham, I can't even claim to be a real Brahmana. I'm brahma bandhu. I'm just the friend of a Brahmana. Somehow, they keep me around. Bahubhyam parirambhita. Yet the Supreme Personality of Godhead has embraced me. This is a verse from Sudama Brahmana. Vasudev quotes this verse. The Lord is embracing me. And the Lord is embracing Prahlad Maharaj, Govinda parirambhita. By this constant remembrance of the Lord, he's being embraced. So, sthane stita, take away your pride, remain in your established social position, Lord Brahma is saying. Jivetiyo mukti pade sadaya bhak. No, that's the other one. Stane stita shudhikatam tanavan manobir ye prayaso jita jito pyasitai strilokyam. Then you conquer that Supreme Personality of Godhead who is unconquerable. Ajita. He can't be conquered by anyone. In Brahat Bhagavatamrita, the first part, Narada Muni is searching who has received Krishna's mercy. And in Bhauma, in this earthly plane, he approaches many different personalities. And each one says, "No, no, I'm not the recipient of Krishna's mercy. Please go to this personality. Go to this person. Go see the king." The king said, "No, go see Indra. No, go see Brahma. No, go see Prahlad." In this way, they continue passing it forward. "You please go on. I'm not the recipient of Krishna's mercy." And in this succession, you see, Indradev is there as well. Another personality who, just reading the 10th canto, you might think, wow, you know. Even Indra himself, the Acharya's comment, he wasn't sure if he was a devotee or a demon. He came to kill the residents of Vraj. And when he approached Krishna, he wasn't sure how Krishna would respond. And still, even after such an abominable atrocity, Krishna was so kind, he went to a solitary place so that Indra might not feel humiliated. What would happen in ISKCON if someone committed such an abominable act? The GBC would demand a public apology. Stand before everyone. Atone for your sins. It's so horrifying to commit a mistake. If you commit a mistake here at the temple, it's a lifetime ban. Nobody wants to see your face. Apiched suduracharo. Where is the Vaishnava of compassion? Indradev committed the greatest atrocity, and Krishna took him to a solitary place. Here, you can apologize here, because I have no interest in defaming you and harming you. You're my devotee. Indradev said, "By your mercy, I'm rectified." The Acharya's comment, there's a subtle hope there that he won't be chastised further. Don't give me the danda. Your mercy is enough. I'm rectified. I understand my mistake. To be given the chance to come back into the fold, to be given the chance, repeated forgiveness, unlimited forgiveness. Forgiveness is the quality of the Brahmana. And the Vaishnava is supposed to be more than the Brahmana. Unlimited forgiveness for all the devotees. That when you come into the temple room, everyone's arms are wide open. Oh, you've come to see the Supreme Lord. How wonderful. And by a little bit of taste, then how can you remain asleep when the lotus feet of the Lord are present and available? Every morning, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here. The opportunity is there to perform some devotional service. So there's levels of devotion. Narada Muni is approaching Brahma. Brahma sends him to Prahlad. Prahlad sends him to Hanuman. Hanuman sends him to the Pandavas. On and on and on. We see by some objective consideration, there's a hierarchy. But Sanatana Goswami's end conclusion is that they're all pure devotees. On the platform of devotional service, they're all equally loved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So sometimes we see, even, who is it, Shiva speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Shiva says, Aham vedmi suko veti, vyasa veti na veti va. I know Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami knows Bhagavatam, Vyasadev maybe knows it or maybe not. This is the literary incarnation of the Lord. The same as Vrindavan Das Thakur writing Chaitanya Bhagavat. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. But bhaktyagrahyam, you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through bhakti. Then it can be obtained. Na buddhaya na chatikaya. Not through your intelligence, not through some imaginative commentaries. Pran Govinda Prabhu on Ekadasi, Pond of Nirjal Ekadasi, he quoted Shunvata Shuddhaya Nityam, that this constant hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shunvata Shuddhaya Nityam, Girnatascha Svacheshtatam, by your various endeavors to capture this message, Kalena Nati Dirgena, within a very short time, Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, the Supreme Lord will manifest within your heart. So this is the aspiration, this bhakti. And Lord Brahma, with all of his mistakes, is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these pastimes only enhance further the greatness of the Lord. And similarly with the sages, with the devotees. When Vidyadhara laughed at the looks of Angira, he was cursed. You become a hideous serpent. You think I'm ugly, wait till you look in the mirror now. I'm very fond of snakes, I must admit. One of my hopes when I come to Florida is that I'll see a snake. And I was meditating like this. I was thinking it would be so nice to see a snake. And I was chanting my japa on Pond of Nirjal. And a slideshow was going on up here on the screen. And it was all pastimes of the Lord, very nice. And as I was thinking this, suddenly there was a big picture of a banded water snake. Now, I don't know who put that picture on in the middle of the slideshow. You can look through the computer. You can prove me correct. It's there. In the middle of pastimes of the Lord came a banded water snake. And I couldn't help but feel that the Supreme Lord was laughing at me. My hope was to take darshan of a snake, and there he put it, not just outside in the fields, but within the temple room. This is what you want? You want to see a snake, or you want to see the Supreme Lord? So Vidyadhara was so proud of his looks, and then he became a snake. And he began to try to swallow Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj called out, Krishna, Krishna, help. And it was by the touch of Krishna's feet that Vidyadhara was liberated. The touch of the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hantaya madrira bala haridasa varyo yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda. The bliss of the touch of the feet of Rama and Krishna make Govardhan so jubilant. Srimati Radharani is glorifying him as this supreme devotee of the Lord. We're discussing a hierarchy. Here is the greatest servant. Why is he the greatest servant? Paniya suyavasakandara kandamulai. He gives caves, sweet grass, water. This makes him the supreme servant of the Lord. What does the Lord care for some opulent offering? What does the Lord care for millions of dollars? Shriniketana, the supreme personality of Godhead, he has everything. But Govardhan is giving himself. Everything I have, I give you me. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Ramananda Roy, go on speaking. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first time he says, Uttama, this is excellent, this is great, is when Ramananda Roy comes to the verse, Ittang Satam Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya. That the Satang, those who are aspiring for Brahma Sukha, they have this aspiration. And those who are in Maya, they're looking for... Let's find this verse. It's too nice. Maya... Paradaivatena, and then Naradarakena. There's others who are... It's quoted in two different ways. One is Sakam and one is Sardham. But whether it's friend or both mean friend, Sardham or Sakam, Vijahru Kritapunya Punjaha. These cowherd boys, they're playing with the Lord after accumulating heaps of pious activities, krita punya punjaha. These boys are not ordinary boys. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is playing with them. And yet, although they're friends, the Supreme Lord enjoys that playing more than he enjoys the offerings of the great demigods. Maya shatanam Naradarakena, Maya Shatanam Naradarakena. Those who are, they've taken shelter of Maya, they see him as Naradaraka. Oh, you're just an ordinary child of a man, Naradaraka. And yet Naradaraka, we become so absorbed with our children. Never mind Naradaraka, even Mrigadaraka. In the fifth canto, Bharat is so absorbed in the child of a deer that he becomes so distracted. This is Maya, the influence. But the cowherd boys, they look at Krishna and they say, Tumi kon baraloka. What kind of big man are you? Tumi ami sama. We're on an equal level. Here, let me climb on your shoulders. And Krishna is so pleased. So then it seems, oh, this is offensive. This is ordinary activities. No. Sakam vijahru krita punya punjaha. They've accumulated heaps and heaps of pious activities to be in this position. In any case, I've drifted astray from the verse. Tavashvasya jagatsrashta kumara sahanarada hungso hungsena yanena tridhama paramangyayao. Hungsa, Lord Brahma, is being described as one who can distill the essence. He understands the essence. And the other rishis who are to be married, like Marichi and Atri, they've remained there. Maybe we'll stop there. Any comments, questions, corrections? This is my last day. I'm leaving tomorrow early in the morning. And I was thinking about another thing discussed between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. He says, Dukhe Madhye. Within the realm of dukkha, which is gurutara, which is the most severe dukkha? And Ramananda Roy says the bhaktas, Krishna bhakta vina, viraha vina, besides separation from the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dukkha nahi deki para. I see no greater suffering than this. And so it's with a sad heart that I depart from you all. I've received so many blessings, so much mercy from each and every one of you, and that you tolerate me, that you sit here and listen to me speak something for my benefit. I'm very grateful. My obeisances to all of you, and I hope, I pray that wherever my travels take me, that I can come closer to Krishna, and that very soon we all come together again. It's such a blessing to be in the Sangha of such wonderful devotees. And this is the greatest bliss, and the separation of which is the greatest suffering. And so please bless me that I can make devotees where I am, because if I can create the Sangha, then Prahlad Maharaj demonstrated, then that's very wonderful. He was surrounded by demons. What could he do? If you don't have devotees around you, then you have to make them. This was the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Kurma Brahmana. He said, Kurma Brahmana, no, please take me with you. He said, no. Tell everyone about Krishna. Become a guru. Turn them all into devotees. And then, what will be the result? I will always be with you. So we can always be united in this on this platform of devotional service. So thank you so much for tolerating me the past few weeks. And forgive me any of my offenses. It's simply my nature.
Thank you. Thank you for a wonderful class. I hope Lilium, your grandmother, will get a chance to hear it. She'll be so proud, you know.
She hears enough from me in Hawaii.
No, I know she'll really like to hear it. Anyway, on that note of pride, I was appreciating that when you had your accident of breaking both your feet, that your thought was, thank you for stripping me of my pride. Because so many times when we have incidents like that, that's not our first thought. You know, it's like, well, what did I do to deserve this? Why did it happen? You know, it's more of a punishment. But in the purport to Tathe Nukampam, actually, Prabhupada says that, you know, as devotees, that is how we're supposed to see things, is Krishna's mercy, Krishna especially arranging everything that we so we can become closer to him. So you made so many good points, but that point I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Jai. You make me happy just hearing from you. You're a sukada. You give joy to everybody. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that this is your last day. That's for sure. I was relishing so much your class and how you practically were giving it in Sanskrit and interchanging with English, Sanskrit, English. It was lovely. Did you say that, was it Narada who was speaking to Vyas when Vyas was becoming despondent after writing the Vedas?
Mm-hmm.
And did you say that Narada chastised him somewhat because he was giving people hope to just go to the higher planets? Is that right, what you said?
Yeah. This is thematic, you know. It's the same thing with King Prachina Barhishat. He gets so absorbed in the yajñas that he's performing that he doesn't recognize that how much trouble he's going to get into. For what? For what purpose? And these yajñas, they're described in the Vedas, and they're performed. We see King Yudhisthira also performing these yajñas. We see other great, and they're not chastised by Narada. But what is their goal? When Yudhisthira performs this great Ashwamedha yajña, it's to establish the Supreme Lord as the greatest. He invites all the demigods, everybody you please come. Now, who should be worshipped first? I think it's Sahadev. Krishna! Yes. Good idea. So Narada Muni chastises him. You've given the flowery words in the Vedas that make people think, oh, this is the supreme destination. Let me enjoy more.
I just never heard it that way. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, we speak sthane stitha, we speak how all the ashrams are the same, but there is something to be said for renunciation, and this is the gradual process that we're aspiring to. Man is butter, women is fire, or the other way around, and you're melting and you're getting ghee, and that ghee can either be used in yajna, or Charvaka Muni gives an alternative. He has a financial planning that none of us should take to. Rinam kritva, go into debt, but kritam pibet, drink as much ghee as possible. Yavaj jivet, yavaj sukam jivet. How is it? Sukam jivet. This is, in Sanskrit, this is called avidhi pratyaya, an imperative. You must be happy. Live happily. Go into debt, but drink as much ghee as possible. So this union of husband and wife is wonderful as a yajna for the Supreme Lord. But if you continue drinking the ghee past your due point, then it's not very healthy. And so we're seeing these examples. So much benefit is there. The spiritual master is there to chastise us when we take it too far. So Narada Muni supplied Vyasadeva with that understanding. Don't try to enjoy past your allotment. Kalina sarvatra gabhira ranghasa. Time will move you to enjoyment and misery, enjoyment, misery. Don't be a fool. Grab the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the source of real happiness. Prabhupada's translations are so expert because he carries the real import of the meaning. Rina is a debtor. But in English, we have this idiomatic phrase, beg, borrow, or steal. Yeah, so nice. So nice. Thank you.
I was listening to your class from my house. And thank you for the wonderful class. And because of this, all these days class about Kardama Muni, I feel to say something that everyone here, if I'm not mistaken, we came from the wonderful, beautiful Vimana of your mother, of the mother. So nobody's here if we don't have the beautiful Vimana of a mother womb.
Except Brahma, yes.
Yeah, but Brahma is, you know, here in, you know, in the wall. So
of course,
us.
I understand.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
So and the woman's, the Vimana, the womb, is worshipable, you know, because we came from them.
Just to clarify, Vimana means airplane. When I said women, it was just the Russian accent. Just to clarify for anybody else.
No, it's not about that.
Okay.
It is. I say that's why I say in general.
Okay.
All these, you know. So, saying that, when we go to a wedding, a Vedic wedding, the general public, we cry of happiness because we think that we're going to have kids. They are Krishna consciousness. We are not sad. If somebody is sad or bitter, it's because he really don't understand that, okay, we are in this material world suffering, but we are so fortunate, so lucky that we get in contact with Srila Prabhupada and we are part of this movement. So why we are sad? Why we are bitter? Why we are to be, you know, angry or disappointed?
Nobody is to be angry or sad.
This is a
humorous joke. Sannyasis like to rib the householders.
I know, but in general, some devotees are like bitter. Oh, this material world, all this, and they should understand that we are here and we met Srila Prabhupada, and then wow, we should be the most happy utsaha, you know, people in the world. Thank you.
Yeah.
You are a wonderful devotee.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful kid. You have a wonderful wife. You have a wonderful mother, grandmother. You are so lucky of the women in your life.
Thank you. I am very grateful. I grew up with three women. I grew up with my sister, my mother, and my grandma. I have unlimited respect for my mothers. We were hearing from Maharaj the other day. He was describing seven mothers. I think specifically in his verse, he was glorifying Mother Earth. So the mothers are glorified, absolutely. And the marriage institution, This is something else. Srila Prabhupada originally was performing the yajñas in the temple room, and after just a couple years, he stopped. He was disgusted. You're vowing in front of the deities, and then you're breaking the vows. He ended this. So we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, there's my spiritual master gives a very nice seminar, Hopes and Horrors of Householder Life, and he begins it by saying the hopes may be the smaller portion of this seminar. And this is the duty of the sannyasis, this is the duty of the spiritual master to put things into perspective. Because very few people enter the grihastha ashram as a yajna, as a sacrifice. Very few. Most people aren't trained as brahmachari first. They don't enter with the thought of austerity. They enter with the thought of, hey, this is going to be fun. Huh? They find a partner based on sexual attraction, not based on dharma. This is general principles. I'm not saying how it should be. I'm just saying in general, we see this. And so Srimad Bhagavatam is very cutting. It's not kind to the materialist. It speaks the truth regardless of whether it's pleasant. And I was just reading recently, where is it? I think somewhere in the pastime of Bharat Maharaj, there's a whole chapter. And within that chapter, one of the verses says that now enemies have come as husband and wife just to harass each other. And the separation is painful for the husband and wife, it's painful for the children, it's painful for everyone. So when we can have the marriage institution with Krishna at the center, then it's very nice. And this should be promoted, this should be encouraged. And I am very fortunate to have a support system that few of my friends have, in which both my in-laws, my parents, and to speak in support of my spiritual master, he as well, very strongly supported our determination to stay together and support each other and support the children. The grihastha ashram, as quoted, sthane stita shutikatam, is so valuable. It's described elsewhere as a fortress in which one is protected from maya, in which one can make progress. And so you make that progress, and then at some point you give it up. Panchashordvam vanam vrajet. We use the imperative with Chanakya Pandit. Now we can use the imperative with Srimad Bhagavatam. At the age of 50, you must leave. You must give it up. And so this, even Srila Prabhupada, when he was given the instruction from his spiritual master, he said, oh, this is abominable. This is so terrifying. To leave is very difficult. And I have that experience. Even leaving for a couple weeks sometimes is very difficult. But at some point, whether you go voluntarily or whether death takes you, you will leave. So better voluntarily, and find a way to gradually reduce this attachment. And we see this in the example of Kardama Muni, who even had the Supreme Lord as a son. We see this in the example of even Queen Kunti. Speak of a wonderful mother. Detach me, cut this bond I have to the Yadavas, to the Kauravas. Remove this attachment. Thank you. Yeah, I want to always glorify my mothers. My grandmothers, Lolium and Tushti, were both school teachers. Tushti taught the children. So the role of the mother as the Adi Guru, as the original Vimana, the carrier of the child. When I was a child, maybe it was here, it might have been before this temple was built, my mother played Kayadhu, and I got to be Prahlad within the womb. And so this is the original guru. The mother is playing this role, carrying the child, giving nutrients. So unlimited obeisances to the mothers, unlimited obeisances to the wives, to the daughters, and to the husbands and fathers, and to all the Vaishnavas. But when this is no longer favorable to one's advancement in devotional service, anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, then you give it up. And you set, by your example, you set the path for the future children. And that way, when our society develops to such a point that we are being trained properly, then you have proper brahmacharis, then you have proper grahasthas, then you have proper vanaprasthas and proper sannyasis, then the whole society becomes very wonderful. Otherwise, it's chaos. Hare Krishna. Oh, is time allotting? Is it okay?
Yes, Somarasa Prabhu.
Okay, wonderful class. And when you were talking about making devotees, it just reminded me of a humorous story, a Srila Prabhupada story, is that Hansaduta Prabhu, he made, I think, like 50 devotees or something in Germany, and he was very anxious to go tell Srila Prabhupada. So when he went to see Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, the first thing he said was, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, you know, we just made 50 devotees, you know, since I last saw you." And Srila Prabhupada said, "You made devotees?" He said, "You don't make devotees. Krishna sends devotees." And then Hansaduta said, "Well, if Krishna is sending the devotees, why am I working so hard?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "What else would you do?"
It's so nice. You know, what are they doing in Vaikuntha? Dravida Prabhu showed me this verse in which it says that they're cleaning everything, although there's hardly any dust. As if there's any at all. Srila Prabhupada says, although there's hardly any dust. So you stay busy in the Lord's service and your life becomes perfect. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha kalpatru bhyascha kapasandu bhyeva cha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.